Day 6 of the Pinocchio Stampede is in the books and the stage is set for the Canada Day showdown. With several riders being caught by the WestJet strike, the numbers in bareback were light on June 30, with none of the few able to break the 82.75 points needed to get into the top 12. The top bareback ride of the day was Bradley Miller, who earned 80 points, leaving him on the outside looking in. In tie-down roping, Sundry's Riley Warren was the sole rider of the day to break into the top 12 with a time of 9.8 seconds. Adding this run to his first, Warren's aggregate time was 20.1 seconds, which put him in 10th place, just ahead of Stettler's Cooper Resch, whose aggregate was 20.2 seconds. Staying in the timed event end, the top 12 for steer wrestling was full of upheaval during the day's performance. Cody Cassidy, Dalton Massey and Stetson Jorgensen all catapulted into the top 3. Cassidy's aggregate after two runs was 10 seconds, Massey's was 10.4, and Jorgensen's was 11.7 seconds. That wasn't the only change for the day. Consort Cowboy Brendan Lay slid into 12th place with a 13.4-second run, which when combined with his 8.4-second first run left him with an aggregate of 21.8 seconds. After the intermission, it was back to the chutes and the professional saddle bronc. The best ride of the day belonged to Wildwood Cowboy Dawson Hay, who scored 86.5 points, moving him into a tie for second place. Back at the timed event end, three teams entered the top 12. Levi Pettigrew and Joe Beaver moved into sixth place with an aggregate of 13.1 after two runs. Tied for sixth were Cody Potts and Travis Speer. Moving into 10th place were Steele DePauli and Rhett Haverden with an aggregate of 14.7 seconds. In the ladies' barrel racing, Halen Lyde catapulted into first place with a run of 17.070. The fastest time ever recorded at the Pinocchio Stampede is 16.93 seconds, which was run by Lindsay Sears in 2009. Carly Rae Otero slid into second place with a run of 17.090 seconds. Finally, Pam Morrison slid into fourth place with a run of 17.430 seconds. The day's event concluded with the bull riding. Jared Parsonage was the only rider of the day to crack the 81.75 points needed to enter the top 12, and his 85.75 point ride was good enough to move him into third place. With 6 days of competition done, the showdown begins at 1 p.m. on July 1. The full results can be found at PinocchioStampedeResults.com. Pinocchio News is your source for all things Pinocchio Stampede leading up to and during Stampede Week June 25 to July 1. Find more Pinocchio Stampede stories here and follow us at twitter.com/PonicaNews.